I am from beyond. Listen, and all you desire will be yours. Welcome to Spider-Dan and the Secret Wars. Prepare for battle.
Welcome to Prattle World. I'm your host, the ever-amazing, ever-spectacular Spider-Dan, and in this podcast, I spotlight entertainment's best-kept secrets that a mainstream audience may find boring. Welcome back, guys, and today I have a super special guest here to talk about his love for all things the God of Thunder. It is Finley. Welcome, Finley.
Hi.
So, you're going to talk about your love for Thor and Chris Hemsworth and all the movies, aren't you?
Right.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So tell me, what do you like so much more about Thor that you don't like about maybe as much as the other Marvel heroes?
I like it because he has, like, a weapon that can, like, it's like the most powerful weapon ever. He can just throw it and it can kill anything he really wants.
It's so powerful, isn't it? It's almost indestructible.
Yeah.
As far as, well, maybe not so indestructible in Thor Ragnarok, because he breaks it, doesn't he? It gets sort of broken by his sister Hela. Were you sad when the hammer got destroyed?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen Thor Ragnarok? Oops, spoilers, spoilers. No, not bothered. Not bothered with the spoilers. But what about, did you see Endgame? You saw Endgame, yeah?
Yeah, I saw Endgame.
So Thor was very different in that one, wasn't he? He was very different. Very, not almost not like the usual Thor.
What? I'm very drunk.
Very drunk as well. He was drunk and he's a bit fat.
Yeah.
A little bit fat, wasn't he? Or a bit bigger. But he was still worthy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was still worthy of the hammer and still worthy of being a hero, wasn't he? Did you like him? Did you like him the way he looked like that? Or do you prefer the classic Thor?
Probably prefer the Infinity War one.
He was really cool in Infinity War.
In the fight when he has the Stormbreaker, he screams, "I need Thanos" or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Bring me Thanos! Because he wants to kill him, doesn't he, for killing all the other Asgardians. And he's like super powerful, isn't he? He's got two eyes this time, and he's got a new hammer, axe hammer, with a bit of Groot arm on it. Amazing, yeah. And they kind of turn the tide of the battle, don't they? And he even gets so close to killing Thanos, doesn't he? But then he's like, it was too late because he snapped his fingers. That's it for half the universe.
If he would have got his head, he would have died.
That's right. Should have gone for the head, and that's what Thanos said.
They
didn't
needed
he?
To make it a longer movie.
Was it not long enough? It was like 3 hours, wasn't it? It was like almost 3 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But they wanted like the extra bit.
They did. They did want those extra bits. But did you think there should have been a lot more Thor in that movie? Since he's your favourite, yeah?
But when he got Stormbreaker, that's when I decided he was my favourite.
Really? So there's a really, really cool bit, isn't he, where they're trying to make Stormbreaker, and he has to, like, open that eye up, and it's like he has to kind of bear all that. The sun's kind of burning him, isn't it?
Yeah.
All that power. But he's like, rah, just holding it open.
And Groot had to, like, got cut off his arm.
That's right. So Groot cuts off his own arm.
It was Groot.
Thor almost dies, all to get this hammer to kill Thanos.
And Groot basically saved the day as well.
He did. Well, they're all here. All the Avengers kind of helped, don't they, in one way or another. Did you see the first Thor film?
No.
You didn't see the... Did you see the second one?
I don't
Dark World,
so
no. So kind of more Enger, so more the Avengers movies.
Yeah, I used to not watch movies, but now...
That's fair enough. Sometimes movies are a bit rubbish. So is it the one? Are the ones you've seen the ones that Thor is with the Avengers? Those are the ones you've seen? So the whole team together. Cool. And do you prefer a certain hammer? Do you prefer the hammer, or do you prefer Mjolnir, the original hammer, or do you prefer Stormbreaker?
And just Stormbreaker is more powerful.
It does seem more powerful, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he kind of channels all of his power through it, doesn't he? And I think it's cool because he's kind of got an axe on it as well. So it's kind of a hammer. It's a hammer and an axe.
He can kill. It's like if he uses the both sides, he can kill both people at once.
He could. He could go choo 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 and have them both. Now, who is the strongest Avenger? Is it Hulk? Or is it Thor? Because they're very, very close in kind of strength levels, aren't they?
I don't really know. Because Hulk's like he's humongous, and he punches down and he just breaks anything.
He does. He smashes, doesn't he? That's all he does. Smash.
I'd probably say Hulk's probably stronger because he doesn't use a weapon, and Thor has to use a weapon to do that.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
But like still Thor's very strong because he's worthy.
He is worthy. Do you think Hulk's worthy? Do you think he would be worthy?
I think so.
You think? I mean, he is the strongest, but I guess your worth is different to being strong, isn't it?
If Captain America is, well, Hulk must be.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe because Hulk's angry and he's, like, more destructive, maybe he's not, like, as good. Like, because Captain America is, like, the ultimate good guy, isn't he? He's, like, the goodest of the good. So maybe that's the reason he can pick up the hammer. Who knows? Did you like it when he used the hammer? Did you like it when Captain America used the hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you like Thor with a hammer and Stormbreaker? With Mjolnir and Stormbreaker?
Yeah, when he looked like he was ready like for a caveman.
Oh. Yeah, he had the beard, didn't he? Yeah. He had the big beard. Like, rawr! It looked really scary. But again, what an amazing film, wasn't it? So good. Were you happy to see all the heroes come back who had died?
Oh, yeah, when Hulk snaps.
Yeah, he does the snap and he brings back everybody. Like, for me, when I was, like, your age, you know, I never thought I'd see this in a film. I always thought, when I saw it in comic books, I'm like, this might never happen in the cinema. This, for me, might never, ever happen. But it might, and it did. And I cried a little bit. Oh. I can admit that. I was crying, but it was because everything was so good about it. I was just like, oh, this is so good. So that is why I cried. I kind of cried a couple more times. So I think someone made a joke about it recently. I remembered the moment and I started crying again. I was like, oh. I just like to cry clearly about it, superheroes. Do you cry about superheroes a lot?
No.
No, it's because you're rock hard.
Emotional person.
He's not an emotional person. Fair enough. Clearly, you're like a rock. Fair enough. Just like your dad.
He's not a rock.
He's not a rock. Is he an emotional wreck?
I've never seen him, but
you've never...
what he looks like.
All right, fair enough. You haven't seen him as an emotional wreck. But I think I've seen him a little sad sometimes. So what else do you want to talk about while we're here? Do you want to talk about anything else?
Like the two snaps in the film.
Two snaps. Talk about those snaps.
When Iron Man had to sacrifice himself to kill
Thanos and all of his followers. Yeah. So did that make you feel sad when he died?
Yeah, because he used to be my favourite.
He used to be your favourite. So why is he not still your favourite?
Because when I saw Thor with the Stormbreaker, he's like, I think Iron Man just, he didn't take as much parts in the film now because all he was doing was, like, defeating a few baddies, and that was it. He wasn't defeating, like, the major ones. But in the snap, I was happy for him, but, like, because he's not done, like, as much as Thor in the films, I think Thor's better.
Thor's better. I think that's a very good argument you've kind of put forward. And what was the other snap? Which other snap were we talking about?
Hulk.
So the Hulk. So one of them. So Hulk brought him back, brought all the people back, and then Iron Man did it to get rid of all of Thanos' people, wasn't it? Wow. So and Hulk, like, he doesn't even have an arm now. He's like a really skinny arm he's got, isn't it? So it's more like kind of he's got the big arm than a tiny arm. Like, almost like he's broken his arm or something. So how did that make you feel when everybody came back?
I was happy because Infinity War, Spider-Man, I wanted to cry at that bit because he didn't want to go in Infinity War. Then he came back and like, Spider-Man's had loads of parts in the films now.
Yeah, it was really sad that bit when he died because he could tell it was coming, couldn't he? He could feel like it coming. It must have been like his spider sense. Yeah, told him it was coming, so that's why it was super sad. Everyone else just kind of went.
I don't know how Hulk didn't die when he snaps.
Because Hulk is the strongest one there is.
Well, yeah, that too. But
that might be it. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Any other bits you want to talk about about that film or?
There are some bad bits where, like, they just stretched the movie at the end when Iron Man had his funeral and all.
You thought they were stretching out too long?
Yeah, because they had loads of superheroes talking about random stuff at the end. I think they just wanted to make it a 3-hour film.
Yeah, maybe. I think because it's been building up for a long time. I think people expected it.
In the comic books.
Yeah, in the comic books and in the movies as well. Yeah, it's not exactly the same as the comic books. I don't think it ever will be exactly the same. But I like the differences. I think the differences are interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been good. I think is that enough? I think have we talked long enough? We don't want to stretch this out like the movie, do we? I don't want to stretch this out too long. All right. Well, it's been great talking to Finley. I'll shake your hand. Thank you very much for being a guest. Okay. See you later, guys. Bye-bye.
See ya.